in an election year, and so of course there's a lot of political rhetoric, and you must know that it's normal in election year, a lot of the political argumentation and debates heightens a bit. But I can assure you that we will have peaceful and successful elections. And Ghana will continue to be the beacon of democracy in Africa. The Electoral Commission is getting ready. They've released the calendar. And the unique thing about the election this year is it's been pulled forward by 1 month. And so instead of first week of December, it would rather be in the first week of November. The reason that was done was to give us enough time for the transition. We realized that we normally hold elections December 7th and we hand over on January 7th. And so normally that amount of time is not enough for a proper, you know, transition to occur. And so it was decided to pull it back so that we have enough time between the election and when the president is inaugurated. Last year, I had to sign on to an IMF program. The program is going very well. We completed 2 reviews that were very positive. We're on target. We're achieving all the targets. And we have the figures for the end of last year, which the Minister of Finance released just last week. And all the figures show that we're on track in terms of reducing the deficit and in terms of fiscal consolidation. All of them are on track. Indeed, we appear to have even performed better than the target. We were estimating 7.3% to GDP, and the figures we're seeing are between 7 and 7.1% of GDP. We're expecting that by mid-year, inflation will start declining. And once inflation starts declining, we're looking at possible 10% end of year inflation. And once inflation starts coming down, interest rates too will start coming down. It is important to do this so that you have a favorable environment for doing business.